Good morning. Low pressure that brought rain to our area yesterday is now tracking through the Gulf of Maine on its way toward and through the Canadian Maritimes today. It's intensifying as it does so, and a lot of moisture is left over behind this system, and that moisture is being wrung out in the form of light rain and snow showers over interior New York and New England. Most places are in the upper 30s and lower 40s this morning, although across the highest terrain, with readings near freezing, we have the wet snowflakes coming down, and even a couple of inches of snow have added up across the ski areas in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains early on this Friday. As the storm system departs and that moisture swings through, we will see passing rain and snow showers throughout the day today and an increasing northwesterly wind. This will add to the chill, and temperatures will remain in the lower to mid-40s on average for afternoon highs, with some of the higher terrain staying in the 30s. That storm system will continue to move away tonight, and with high pressure briefly building in, we'll have mostly clear skies. It'll be a cold night, with most everyone going below freezing by tomorrow morning, and more places in the 20s as we wake up on Saturday. This will lead to sunshine to start the day tomorrow, though an Alberta Clipper heading our way for tomorrow afternoon will bring some clouds in during the second part of the day. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the middle 40s. As that Clipper sweeps on through on Saturday night, we will see some clouds and spotty rain and snow showers, but all of that activity will be gone by Sunday morning. And on Sunday afternoon, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with highs bouncing back into the upper 40s. On Monday, dry weather with high pressure and control near 50, and gradually that high will give way on Tuesday. Still, it'll stay dry through most of the day, though clouds will be on the increase, and there's a chance of a late-day rain shower on Veterans Day with highs in the lower 50s. Much cooler air will start to move in on Wednesday and Thursday of next week with scattered snow showers and temperatures back into the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings remain in effect through today for northern Maine. Low pressure tracking through the Gulf of Maine will produce snow across the region and rain changing to snow during the day in central parts of Maine. 6 to 12 inches of snow is likely by the end of the day across the northern part of the state. In central and western Maine, where the changeover will occur later, winter weather advisories have been issued with 2 to 5 inches of snow. Meanwhile, wind advisories and high wind warnings have been issued for the Dakotas. Northwest winds will increase to 35 to 45 miles per hour today, and gusts could reach up to 60 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Gander Airport, Newfoundland, Canada, at 10:10 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Chapecó, Brazil, at 5:15 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with fog and drifting snow, 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility with clouds, fog, and light rain, 41 degrees, the dew point 38, 89% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.61 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Fullerton, San Diego, San Gabriel, Fillmore, Anaheim, Riverside, Santee, and El Cajon, all in California, to a low of 12 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with showers in the lower 50s, Boston, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers near 50, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with rain and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 44, that's 1 degree above normal. 0.18 of an inch of rain yesterday. For the month now, 0.22, which is 0.46 below normal. And 32.11 inches for the year, which is 1.70 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 21 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 116, and 596 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees. The average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1938, and the record low, 18, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m., 10 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy today with rain and snow showers, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few rain showers, highs in the upper 40s. Clearing tonight, lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy today with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clearing tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy today, passing rain showers and highs in the mid-40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, passing rain or snow showers and highs in the mid-40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, then clouds, dry during the daylight hours in the mid-40s. Rain and snow showers possible Saturday night. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the upper 40s. Partly sunny Monday near 50. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday. A late day rain shower, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, snow showers Wednesday, 45. And a mix of sun and clouds colder on Thursday. Highs around 40. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.